This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. government has approved COVID booster shots for all adults in the United States. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, endorsed a recommendation from her agency's scientific advisors, and the Food and Drug Administration then authorized the boosters late Friday. Anyone 18 or older can choose either a Pfizer or Moderna booster 6 months after their last dose. Anyone who got the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine can get a booster just 2 months after their shot. And the CDC advisors urged people 50 and older to get a booster. It is okay to mix and match boosters from any company. As of Friday, more than 195 million Americans had been fully vaccinated, and more than 32 million had already received a booster. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Police fired warning shots, injuring an unknown number of people as riots broke out Friday night in downtown Rotterdam at a demonstration against plans by the Dutch government to restrict access for unvaccinated people to some venues. In a tweet, police said that there are injuries in connection with the shots during the violent unrest. Riot police used a water cannon in an attempt to drive hundreds of rioters from a central street in the port city. Several demonstrators lit fires, and flares and fireworks were also seen during the demonstration. The government has said it wants to introduce a new law that would allow businesses to restrict the country's coronavirus pass system to only people who are fully vaccinated or who have recovered from COVID-19. That proposal would exclude people who test negative. This is VOA News. A jury in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has found teenager Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of all charges for fatally shooting two men and wounding a third during protests last year. AP's Jennifer King reports.
After 3.5 days of deliberation,
we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Rittenhouse sagged and collapsed as he was acquitted of all charges. Rittenhouse brought an AR-style semi-automatic rifle and a medical kit to a night of tumultuous protests over police violence in the summer of 2020. Rittenhouse argued self-defense in the shooting of Joseph Rosenbaum, saying he was attacked. Then, after being chased by bystanders, shot to death protester Anthony Huber, who hit him with a skateboard, and wounded demonstrator Gage Grosskreutz, who admitted pointing a gun of his own at Rittenhouse. Here's defense attorney Mark Richards.
It's nice to know that when individuals take the stand to defend themselves, that the jury system in this country will recognize their right of self-defense.
Some Americans hailed him as a hero who exercised his Second Amendment gun rights and tried to put a stop to lawlessness in Kenosha that night, while others condemned him as a vigilante. Courtroom audio courtesy Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
The Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado has agreed to pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the parents of Elijah McClain, a black man who died after suburban Denver police stopped him on the street and put him in a chokehold 2 years ago. Shanine McClain's lawyer said terms of the settlement were accepted by a judge Friday in Denver. The lawsuit alleged that the police's violent treatment of McClain amounted to torture and was part of a pattern of racially biased policing. McClain was a 23-year-old massage therapist who played his violin for cats in a rescue shelter. Fallen Silicon Valley star Elizabeth Holmes took the witness stand late Friday in her criminal trial for fraud. The former entrepreneur will attempt to refute the U.S. government's allegations that she bamboozled investors and patients into believing that her startup Theranos would reshape healthcare. The decision to have Holmes testify so early in her defense was a bombshell development that carries considerable risk. Federal prosecutors made it clear that they are eager to grill Holmes under oath as they presented their case against her. It's not likely that prosecutors will get that opportunity until Monday at the earliest. President Joe Biden pardoned two turkeys at the White House Friday for the annual holiday tradition. The turkeys will spend the rest of their days at Purdue University's Animal Science Research and Education Center. Presidents have pardoned turkeys since Abraham Lincoln, but President George H.W. Bush made the pardon the American tradition that it is today by sparing a 23-kilogram bird in 1989.